Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to An Hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and I'm broadcasting live from Fairbanks, Alaska. But hey, we're going to be warming you up. If you think it's a little chilly, snow hasn't started here in Fairbanks yet, but it's getting close. But we're going to be traveling via technology to the balmy, warm area of Florida, Tampa area, I believe. We're going to be talking with Teresa Tapp because we're going to find out how we can get fit, find out about a wonderful event that's coming up. And Teresa, I want to welcome you to the show.
Well, thank you very much, and wow, Alaska.
Yes, where the temps are dropping so fast. Up here in Fairbanks, you can have a temperature drop of as much as 20 to 30 degrees. And Teresa, I want to share something, because we have listeners from Alaska, but I wanted to share something with you, because while I've been here, and it's been less than 48 hours, but while I have been here, I've had the opportunity to talk with a number of different women. And up here in the far north, the women have a real challenge because it gets to 70 below zero here. And people say, we just don't feel like doing anything. So they're inside. I was talking with a woman just a short time before we came on the air, and she was saying, you know, you really don't feel like doing much of anything. So I was telling her about TTAP, and she said, it's so easy to get this Alaskan spread, they described it. And, you know, they're eating when you're up in this real, real cold weather. Your body naturally craves all of those high starchy foods. Well, we're not out here running dog races. There's a few, but most people are indoors where it's warm and toasty, and they just seem to slow down. And this has been a problem. I mean, I've been coming up here for years that doctors have tried to work with people. And one gal I talked with, she said, Donna, I'm a size 18, and I just have a terrible time trying to get my weight down. So I was talking to her about this. The other person was saying, well, my knees, I'm having a problem with my knees. I said, you got to find out about Teresa's stuff. Let's talk about some of these issues, because there's so many of my listeners that live in the northern climates. They don't have the sunshine beaming down on them to help them get up in the morning and get going and just go out and do their stuff. What would you say to somebody? I mean, this I've been doing it regularly, you know, while I've been here, but it's really a challenge for people to be able to get up and move when winter's starting to come in, and some places, like here, it's coming in fast.
Well, the first three words I say are, yes, you can. I'm from the Chicago area. I grew up with the climate changes, so I definitely know what it's like to be in cold, windy weather. And when you pile on the layers of sweaters to maintain body warmth, and I know for a fact that inactivity is a catch-22.
Mm-hmm.
The more you cuddle up on the couch and you don't move, the more your metabolism drops and your energy drops so that it starts to store fat on the foods that are consumed, because you're not expending the energy to use it as fuel, and you become very lethargic because your lymphatic fluid, it becomes sluggish. And your lymph system is what not only moves toxins in the trash, cellular waste away, that's what moves liquefied fat to be used as fuel throughout every cell of the body. That's why you can be very active on a high lymphatic workout and lose inches from head to toe.
Mm-hmm.
So at any rate, I have not had the opportunity to be in Alaska. I know how beautiful it is from photos and from friends of mine who visited, and I look forward to being there probably within the early part of 2009, because we have a TTAP trainer and training and other trainers who've come to the area. So I can't say I've been there, but I know that you can move the body regardless of weather.
Yes.
And you can bundle up and go outside and take a walk, but I also have a walking workout that you can do inside in front of the TV called Step Away the Inches that delivers head-to-toe body sculpting as well as a healthy heart and muscles that are strong and flexible. And as far as what you said about problematic knees anybody who has muscular issues, body alignment issues, achy joints, cold weather accelerates that.
Yes, I have
lower back issues, and I know I enjoy the warm, balmy weather of Florida, where other people might complain about the excess heat. That heat keeps my muscles from hurting in my lower back.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you apply heat to an area after an injury, or they say take hot baths or showers to help release muscle tension. So those who have problematic knees, that cool weather or cold weather combined with inactivity will accelerate the inflammation to settle in your joints. And for those who are just hearing about TTAP for the first time, TTAP's more than a workout to expend X amount of calories in X amount of time. It's truly a wellness workout that I originally created for cancer patients to help rebuild their T cell count, offset the side effects of the radiation and chemotherapy, less nauseousness, less weight gain,
mm-hmm.
and also to remove the toxicities at a cellular basis, which physicians such as Dr. Nicholas Perricone, who has written several books, and he says that TTAP is an elimination workout. It helps you eliminate inflammation. So with these minute moves, okay, I have a 15-minute workout. That's why the book is called Fit and Fabulous in 15 Minutes. But the book also contains a 45-minute workout, and it also contains minute moves that you can fit fitness in a minute here, a minute there, throughout the day, and get the same benefits as if you did them all at one time.
I know the 15-minute workout is my favorite because my schedule gets so hectic, and I went out and got a little DVD player that I can just tuck in my suitcase and I'm on my way, and it is just wonderful. So you're with me everywhere I go. It's just so cool. But more than that, it gives me an opportunity, too, to share it with other people so that they can see the visual. But I know how much a difference it has made with me. And I, you know, when I was talking with one of my friends, I said, well, this is what's happened to me. Because the first comment they made, they hadn't seen me in a year. And the first comment they said is, wow, do you look fabulous? I said, oh, thank you. You must have lost a lot of weight. I said, no. But it's trimming down the inches. And it's the toning. And they said, oh, my goodness. So it's just really been great to get this kind of feedback from people that I haven't seen in a good deal of time because I don't particularly notice it, but they notice it. Now, there's something that I became aware of through the material that I have received regarding your work and what you've done. And, of course, you've got so much scientific information behind this, and there are so many people in the wellness industry that have found what you have developed so wonderful for the people they work with. Let's talk about the situation that is evolving with men and women both called neck humps. And I have seen this with so many people, and they don't even have to be overweight. What in the world is contributing to this?
Well, when you say neck humps and the scientific, as they call it, Dowager's hump.
Yes, that's a good
one. I like to teach people within the workout and within the book the how and why for every move they do. Because I'm a teacher at heart, because I want to empower everyone to understand how to create this type of muscle activation, to have control in daily activity as well as during their exercise program, so that you can look and feel better the rest of your life without really having to spend a lot of time. Because the stronger you get, the more you get out of these moves.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go to the neck. When people say, I'm starting to have fat settle in one area of my body, what's going on? Okay, whether that's knee knocker fat, back fat, or neck humps,
mm-hmm.
okay, or dowagers, where it looks almost to the point of being a fatty tumor at
yes.
the base of the neck. Well, when you look at such individuals that start to see this pronounced fat deposit, I always first explain it as we all know that muscles burn fat for fuel. That's the preferred fuel that they have. So when people say you can't spot reduce, I tell people that's not necessarily true, because you can target tone trim an area by activating the muscles to burn fat, because if you inactivate muscles in a certain area, that's where your body's going to store fat, because we start to see this fat shifting start to happen. For men, it's after about age 27, 28 when they start to see the abdominal spread, just like a little spare tire. For women, it's usually in those first freshman years at college where things start to shift, where muffin tops start to happen at the waistline, knee knocker fat, inner thigh or outer thigh. Okay, the same principle is because they're eating the same amount of foods, give or take a few hundred calories, okay, because college adds some of that.
Oh, yeah.
And they're basically doing the same amount of activity. Okay, they're at least walking to and from class and maybe dancing a little bit more at the clubs in college. But in our 20s and 30s, we're maintaining about the same. So why is it every year we shift fat to be more pronounced in our target areas of concern? It's called muscle inactivation. So now let's go back to those neck humps. When we sit at a computer, sit in a car as we're driving, sit while we're watching a very good movie on TV or even at the movie theater, you'll notice people tend to lead with their chin towards whatever they're looking at. So meaning in the car, the chin is in front of the shoulders as you're leaning towards that steering wheel going, okay, I'm watching to the right, to the left, everything's in order. You're on the edge of your seat, as they say, while watching a suspense movie or a good TV show. Or while people are standing, they're tilted forward, like, and looking at the ground sometimes. I always ask teenagers, are you looking for money? Because you'll see people look at the ground while they're walking, which means their heads are forward. So right now, if everyone were to sit really tall, TTAP's all about body alignment. So if you were to sit really tall in your seat and stack your shoulder over your hip and put your ankle right underneath your knee and your knee in alignment with your hip, and on the count of three, I want you to lift your ribs. One, two, three. Lift ribs. You should feel some muscles activate in the back and elongation in the ab area. Now, with your head, I want you to make sure you're looking straight ahead, no chin down. Now, with your shoulders back, ribs up, I want you to start to lean with your chin, lead forward, and feel how at the base of the neck you just inactivate. Now, pull your head back. Feel how the muscles are tightening between the shoulder blades and at the base of the neck when you pull your chin in and head back.
Oh,
now let
that,
it go
yeah.
forward, feel it inactivate. Now, when people slump, okay, so one, two, three, ribs up. Okay, on the count of three, let them slump down. One, two, three, relax. Okay, now when you relax, feel how your head went forward and your inactivated muscles in the top between the shoulder blades. Now feel what happens on the count of three when you tighten and lift up. One, two, three, lift up and feel how the muscles are tighter between the shoulder blades and at the base of the neck. Your head automatically just went back in alignment. Feel that. Hold it there. Inhale, exhale. Exhale. Now, on the count of three, let it slump and tune in as to what you feel at the base of your neck and the top of your shoulders. One, two, three, it slumps. Okay, feel how the weight of your head makes the head slightly tilt forward and you inactivate. Well, where a person who has poor posture, that slump in their chair all the time, slump when they're at the table, while they're driving a car, or leading with their chin when they walk, they inactivate the muscles at the base of the neck, so fat starts to store there. That's only the first part of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, by slouching when you're standing or sitting, you inactivate the muscles that attach from your shoulder to your spine at the neck. All muscles are attached at two places on the body. They call it the origin and the insertion. Who cares? All you need to know is that they attach in two places. So when you inactivate, you create less tension from the both points of entry, so then the muscle relaxes and starts to get longer and less firm. Less support tug, which means bone density starts to thin out. Now back to those neck humps. So in addition, when you have muscles that attach from your shoulder to your neck, that's to help pull the posture and keep the head in alignment with the shoulders over the hips. If your muscles get weak and they're not able to hold the alignment, you start to have vertebrae shift. So then you start to get neck aches. You might have to go to the chiropractor to have your neck cracked. You get so that you can alleviate tension, overset traps. So So what I'm adding here is the hump is a combination of the shifting of the vertebrae to go out of alignment, so you will start to lose height. You hear people who, like, get shorter every year. It's very common.
Oh, yes, yes.
It's very common for T-tappers within the first 6 months to gain an inch in height.
That's amazing, a full inch?
Because the muscles now can support the bones to go back into alignment and elongate the spine, which now you get better brain-to-body communication through the spinal cord, greater blood flow to the hands and feet, and so greater blood flow means better body heat. You don't get cold, even if you're in Alaska. Greater nerve transmission also in circulation and lymphatic flow. So now you've got higher energy, more calories being burned just to stand tall, but the heat stays up and all of your cells get the nutrients in and the trash out by greater circulation with the nutrients in and greater trash out with the lymphatic flow. So even if you're in the cold winter of Alaska, you're going to have the energy to want to do things, get up and move, go out for a walk, or even just to do a set of hoedowns after dinner in the privacy of your home. So those neck humps, it's never too late to get rid of them. Gain the height, burn off the fat, because the muscles, once they start activating, will start to use the fat for fuel and empty out those fat cells. The stronger muscles that you get, because T-tap builds strength and flexibility, even without weights, will pull the body in alignment and help you keep it in alignment. So now your bone cells can produce greater bone density, slow the loss, and produce new bone density. And when people tell me, oh, I'm over the age of 70, it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
No, no, no. Yes, you can. It's never too late, because right in the video, if you decide to get the DVD, there's a lady named Barry. She's 74 when she filmed that DVD, and she has osteoporosis and has been taking Fosamax for over 24 years and had a very distinct neck hump. Within 90 days of only doing T-tap, and she was a very active senior, she did Pilates twice a week, weight training twice a week, swimming three times a week, and walked 5 miles every day.
Very good.
Because
great.
As a little white Caucasian lady, she didn't want to fall and break a hip. And those that are relatively small and Caucasian are the greatest statistics for having osteoporosis and breaking a hip. So she stayed as active as she could to help prevent that. So I told her, okay, I'll pay for your DEXA scan. Let's just do T-tap, and I'll pay again in 90 days. Let's just see what a 74-year-old active skeletal frame, how much we can do by just doing T-tap, stop the Pilates, stop the weight training. All I want you to do is you can continue to walk and keep on your medicine, because we'll work with the doctor. Well, Donna, as you know, because you've seen the DVD.
Oh, yes, I have.
And now Barry is 81 years old, and she just got a doctor's report. Let me tell you, in 90 days, she lost 21 inches. She was happy about that, especially because she didn't get any loose skin. She gained an inch and a half in height. She got rid of her dowager's hump, the hump at the base of her neck.
Mm-hmm.
And her doctors were impressed because she gained 7 to 11% increased bone density at the base of her neck and 14% increase in her left shoulder and another 14% in her right hip. And that is somebody who was weight training for the last 6 years, and I told her, stop the weight training. Let's just do T-tap and nothing else. That shows you that with T-tap, you work the full length of your muscle to tug on the bones, which produces healthy bone tissue, at the same time develops muscles that are dense, not bulky, that work like girdles to cinch in the inches. So since muscles weigh more than fat, in the beginning, people don't see much change on the scale. Like you said, oh, I haven't really lost any weight, but I've
mm-hmm.
lost a couple of sizes. I've seen people lose four sizes and only lose 10 pounds.
Oh, my
heavens.
They didn't
have a whole lot of muscle to start with. They were big. They were people who wore bigger sizes, like 24s. But isn't that amazing that you can make that much muscle to burn off that much fat, which results with a zero on the scale, but you lose four clothing sizes?
That's incredible. Something, too, I think, Teresa, that people don't realize about bones. Bones are very much alive. The cells are constantly changing in there, and when you can, stay active. And that's what I've really enjoyed about the T-tap, because I've been very fortunate. I've had good bone density. But I know of so many people that are so afraid of that because of conversation. And they're not interested in working with weights, and then they've got crazy schedules. They go through all kinds of things. So this hump that you describe and all of the other information you've given is so important. And I know that there's a very special event coming up, which I'm going to be able to attend, and we'll address that in just a moment. But I also had a woman say, Donna, I have had a problem, especially after having my children, where I have, like in my tummy, I have this roll of fat. One young lady came to me, and she wanted to go in to have surgery. And she really, I said, you really don't need to do that. What would you say to women, and, you know, even guys? I've known of people that have lost a tremendous amount of weight, and they have this excess roll that's right underneath the belly button that just sort of hangs. How can they get rid of that?
Okay, with exercise, including TTAP, you work your muscles. Muscles move the bones to do large muscle movement, and then the intrinsic muscles, the internal muscles, deep, create the core density, what they call core, that everybody's hot on. The skin is an external organ that lays on top of the muscles that goes along with the movement, but it doesn't get stimulus. You'll get increased blood flow from when it sweats to try to cool off for when you raise your body heat.
Mm-hmm.
But a person needs to realize that when exercising their body, they need to exercise their skin at the same time, so that when they lose the inches quick, the skin will tighten as well, so you don't get that roll.
Ah.
And the best way to compare it, and any female will know what I'm talking about, is that they have a female who is in the process of delivering a baby, gets a big belly because baby's on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And just like they say, if you lose weight really fast, your skin can't keep up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like people who've taken bariatric surgery, then they
yes.
look like Sharpays because the skin's all hanging because they lose 100 pounds very quickly.
Yes.
Well, when mommy delivers that baby and she wakes up the next morning and she feels very thin and then looks down or stands up, she has this apron.
Mm-hmm.
The whole flap of skin that used to be around a baby, which is gone, now is folded in half and hanging down.
Correct.
Because the skin doesn't immediately tighten up. There's literally an apron of skin post-baby delivery that you go, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do? But God created this machine, and there's a function for every single thing. As long as you move it, it can happen because movement matters. That's the missing piece. It doesn't come in a pill. You have to move the body. You have to move the body, and you digest things better. You move the body, you eliminate things better. So you have to move your skin. And so you do dry skin brushing. Just like I have a horse, and every time I want to ride my horse, horses are known to have poor circulation and lymphatic flow. So they get puffy in the ankles, and you're told you need to brush them before you ride them. Every time you get ready to ride a horse, you have to brush them, then put on the saddle, then get on, and now their blood flow is all throughout their body, and you'll get a good ride, and the horse won't get hurt. Well, we need to brush our bodies if we want to maintain optimal skin elasticity and tone,
mm-hmm.
as well as optimal elimination, because our skin is our elimination organ, and we all consume too many chemical calories these days. There's food additives and preservatives in everything we eat. So if we brush our skin, it helps our body help itself eliminate, tighten, and tone. Male or female, yes, you can. You work those muscles, you watch what you eat, you brush your skin, and it'll all happen at the same time to cinch in, tighten, and tone.
That is incredible. Now, Teresa, we've got to tell my listeners about this wonderful event. We are going to be broadcasting live from your event in Florida, and I'm going to have the chance to talk with a phenomenal young woman that went from a size, 24 down to a 6? I mean, this is unbelievable. And she looks great. I mean, she's
yes,
just...
and she delivered 12 big babies.
Oh, I mean, this is just amazing. So tell us about this event and what's going to be happening there.
Well, what I do is with TTAP, we have an annual fitness event, 4 days, 3 nights, and this year it will be October 2nd. Which is a Thursday, meet and greet, everybody comes in, we have cocktails and hors d'oeuvres and lots of fun. And everybody gets to put names to faces, because most of the time TTAPers are communicating on our website, in our forums, and we all have code names. So they all get to see each other face to face. Then for all day Friday, all day Saturday. You start working out at 6 a.m., and we go all the way until 9 p.m. And each day, there's four workouts. Some are short clinics for body alignment and how to increase intensity without increasing reps. But you get at least two full workouts head to toe each day. And no, we don't take roll call. So if you'd rather go have the massage or the mud bath, you can sneak out without having your name called. It's a place for fitness and fun, and I don't pick on anyone. I want everybody to get what they want out of it. And if you want to go to every single fitness class, we do have some people who do that. That's your prerogative. In addition, we have keynote speakers and sub-speakers. And so on Friday evening, we have a dinner, and this year is Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, who I happened to meet on the road during my book tour. And they were begging me last year to be the keynote speakers, but last year was Dr. Carolyn Dean, whose book, The Miracle of Magnesium, she's got like 15 books. She's a physician MD as well as an ND. And so I promised them that they could be it this year because they heard how much fun, how informative, and that even though it's 90% women, the women love it when the men are there, so they figured they'd have a good time as well. They're going to be doing a radio show and speaking about the importance of the buddy system in achieving success. And, boy, that is really the truth. With T-Tappers, you can come to this event, those that are listening, and if you have an interest, no one cares what you wear. You can wear your cutest little outfit or a big baggy T-shirt. No one's looking at you because they're all in tune to themselves. Everyone is so supportive. Whether you can have a size 22 right next to a size 4, and both of them are cheering each other on how well they're doing.
Right.
You don't find that very often when you put 100 women in one room. But with T-TAP, you do, because we're all on the hormonal same wavelength of being the best and helping our bodies help themselves. Saturday, I do a seminar. I have what's called a skeletal set point and personal profile analysis, so people understand what their basics are and the foundation, so they know how to cheat a little more and get away with it, or how to achieve the desired results, and how to eat and help their body. And it's not just about blood type. There's a lot more things that go into it, and I'll do a whole Q&A session. That evening, Saturday evening, is Dr. Drew Karp. Dr. Drew Karp is an interesting gentleman I met at Hippocrates Institute, who is renowned in the vibrational therapy field. He's an acupuncturist, a chiropractor, and an intuitive type healer. He's really, really educated and wise in the way of vibrational therapies and the alteration of water molecules to increase hydration. But what I am excited about is what he can do with this type of therapies to kill viruses, bacteria, and fungal. And the whole pleomorphs and MRSA, I tell you, this is such a hot buzzword that the CDC is already hosting some double-blind studies in Alabama specifically on pleomorphs and using vibrational type therapies to kill these types of viruses, funguses, and bacterial, because we're in a major crisis here where antibiotics aren't effective anymore. Mm-hmm. So what do? Everything that's living has a vibration, and he's going to explain how it works, why it works, and educate us so that if we have a loved one or anyone or even ourselves, we'll know how to get control of it. Well, God help us that we have that situation. At any rate, we have good food. I have dessert breaks at T-TAP events. Everyone eats. There's no dieting. I keep you active enough, whether you're laughing, crying, or exercising. You'll burn it off. And then Sunday morning, we do one final workout in the morning, like a recap, and then everyone gets measured. See, we measure you when you first come, and then we measure you on the last day. We never tell anyone what your measurements are. We tally it up and tell you how much you've lost for the day. Now, this is going to surprise everyone. Most people lose at least 8 inches in that 3 days, two full days of working out and one in the Sunday, if they do at least two workouts per day. And it's not water weight. And you take Monday off when you go home, you will never gain those 8 inches back if you go back to your exercising twice a week or three times a week, doing what you were before. Because it's cinching muscles in to work like spandex. And I'm right there, and when you're in a group, it's amazing how much more you can do when you have friends all around you, all working for the same cause, to understand how to move your body to maximize the muscle mechanics so less is more. So what you activate internally can deliver more results externally. it's so easy once you've experienced it, you go, well, wow, that's common sense. TTAP is not a miracle. The body is a miracle. It's an amazing machine. You just have to understand how to move it. And I studied for over 18 years in Europe with some of the best experts, and it took me almost 9 years to put this workout together. And it excites me nothing more than to educate all of you to understand how and why, so that you're on your way. And you don't even need me. After a while, you don't even have to look at the DVDs if you want. But I have them there so that you, for the rest of your life, can do in the privacy of your home or while you travel, the basic moves to look and feel better.
Teresa, this has been fabulous. And again, I'm going to be doing a live broadcast from there. We're going to be talking about results. And yes, I will tell you what happens to me. So you're going to hear all of this. And this is really cool. I'm getting excited. So we are going to have to take a break. Go to her website, ttap.com. Peruse through it. If you want to find out about this upcoming event, go to the events portion of her website, and you'll find the information there. Teresa, the next time we talk, we're going to be face-to-face, and I'm going to be chatting with people that have been involved with this. It's really exciting. Have a fabulous day and evening, because you're 3 hours ahead of me, but I'm just really looking forward to this. Thank you so much for being with me today.
Well, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure, Donna.
This is Donna Sebel. We're taking a break. Don't go anywhere. More good things to share.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717. TTAP.com.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebel. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna Sebel. Hey, telephone lines are open. And if you would like to chat with me, due to the wonders of technology, no matter where I am in this planet of ours, I can still give you an intuitive insight into what's going on around you. So give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. Remember, if you're a first-time listener, it is my delight to be able to provide this to you. All I need from you is your first name or your initial. Then let me do my stuff, and then after that, you're welcome to ask me a question about anything that you'd like to have some information on. Now, here are the toll-free numbers that you can call into, 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Also, Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. We also have a direct line of 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. Again, all I need is your first name or initial. And of course, I like to know where you're calling in from in the country and or in another part of the world. So just remember, 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756, or 530-876-3222. Hey, have you been noticing all of the Halloween goodies out there? My goodness, there is so much stuff that's being set up for a holiday that people just adore. And it's amazing to me how early they start putting these items out. But those of you that have been involved in retail know what that is. It's just the name of the game. Well, if you want to get a head start on the Halloween holiday, and my goodness, there's just it's so much fun. Always was one of my favorites. Especially when I was a kid, because when I was growing up, there was always this wonderful activity at school, and we'd do weeks of preparation for the special fair Halloween activity that we had on the school grounds, and then the costumes and all of that. It's just really a lot of fun. But if you want to get through a Halloween hassle, if you like to give parties, go to parties, and always want to have something unique to wear, you want to be a carrot, you want to do whatever, all you have to do is realize that you can do it by ordering online. The internet has availed us opportunities to get things done without having to buzz around in our car. And with all of the stuff that's going on regarding the economy and the use of gasoline, saving the buzzing around, saving the dollars for the gasoline can make a big difference. So you can go to one site, one website that's called it's Like New Hand-Me-Downs on freecycle.org. That's what it is, freecycle.org. And you can go to all kinds of sites where you can find Halloween-mask.com. It has apparently one of the largest selections of masks that you could ever order, and that's Halloween-mask.com. Costumes. And there's so many different sites. So this is just something that I was given information about. You can go to costumessupercenter.com. And that you can get them even for babies there. That's right. You can get these costumes for there. And then also you can check on eBay. And, I mean, there's all kinds of places you can go to. If you have thrift stores in your local neighborhoods, check those out, too. Because lots of times people want to get rid of their costumes. They want to wear something different every year. Many people are so creative in their costume designs. I know someone was telling me how they and their spouse went to a Halloween party dressed as eyeballs, and I went, oy, gavilts, that's really something. But the people come up with these wonderfully imaginative creations, but they don't want to wear them the following year. They want to have something new to design. So many times they donate them to local thrift shops, and then they just put them out, and you may find some real neat stuff. Remember, your local thrift stores offer you some of the best opportunities to get something inexpensively, and if you're one of these creative people that likes to put stuff together, it's a great way to go. So Halloween, yes, it's before we know it, we're going to be having all of those interesting special effects of dress that are going to be on parade in the local neighborhood. So it's just absolutely amazing. Again, I think it's a great way to celebrate the holiday. Now, if you would like to give me a call, let me light up your life with some intuitive insight, call me on these toll-free numbers, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. 9756. Now, I want to let you know who's coming up tomorrow, and the broadcast will be coming up on Thursday and Friday from Anchorage, Alaska. I'm going to be en route there within just a few hours. So this is who we are going to be talking with tomorrow, Dr. Kenneth Condrell. We're going to be talking about the unhappy child, what every parent needs to know. Great bit of information. This is a physician that has worked with a lot of families, and so it was very important to him to be able to make this information available to those of you that might be interested. And then, Phil Cosano, yes, we're going to be stoking those creative fires within you. If you have just felt like you are burned out, dried up, it's just not there for you, you just don't think you have imagination, well, he's got some suggestions to bring it back to life. So we've got a lot of good things going on in the next couple of days, and I invite you to share with your friends, tell them about the wonderful things that are evolving. I don't know about you. Now, we were talking about exercise and being fit, and so often we think in doing that, we have to deny ourselves the pleasure of some special treats. Well, one of the all-time favorite goodies in the world, as far as I'm concerned, are chocolate chip cookies. Well, I got an education about making these cookies. If you're like me, you make cookies, and boy, you're just out there, and you're just buzzing around, and you get your dough made, and you put it in the pan, but it doesn't always turn out the same. And you wonder, gee, how come mine doesn't look like Mrs. Fields, or how come it doesn't turn out this way, or that way, or the other way? Well, I've got some tips about chocolate chip cookies, and this was education for me, that I think you're going to be interested in. So get your pad of paper and pen, and we're going to be going on break in just a couple of minutes. So I'm going to go into this after the break because there's just so much good information here. If you love baking, which I have always had an affinity for, I like to bake it, and I hope I have plenty of people to give it away to because otherwise I eat it, and I don't need it because I end up wearing it. But I'm always managing to snitch a little piece. And I do Teresa Tapp's suggestion. I do my hoedowns afterwards. And by golly, it works. I haven't gained any weight from that. But before we go on break, let me give you the last two astrological forecasts that I haven't done. I haven't done Virgo, and I haven't done Pisces for the fall season of the year. So let me get to that before we go on break. This September, for those of you born under the sign of Virgo, hey, hey, money's looking good. Yes, your hard work is going to pay off. And you know what? You're going to have a chance to take a break, maybe even have a mini vacation. But money is in the picture for you. In October, you have got to be geared up and ready to go. If you're in business, just know that all your planning, all your effort, if you've got to do sales, this is the time to go for it. And you have got some wonderful new friends that you're going to be cultivating. In November, for those of you born under the sign of Virgo, you have an opportunity to shift career-wise. You have got so much coming your way. All of your hard work, all of your effort, you're going to have a result. Those born under the sign of Pisces for September, you've got the opportunity to bring in good money here. Money's also in your picture. You're also going to have an opportunity to receive gifts that you never, ever thought you would get. You've got good friends. And this is the month to really enjoy them. October, new ideas, new concepts, new opportunities. Remember always, your career and reputation are valuable. Don't let anybody talk you into doing what is against your ethics or what you feel is right action. Listen to your dreams. Pay attention to your intuition. And then in November, it is going to prep you for 2009. You're going to meet the right people, you're going to be in the right place, and you are on the go. So you've got a lot going, and that completes all of the 12 astrological signs. And we're going to be taking a break. Donna Sebo here, give me a buzz if you want to chat, 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Got that pad of paper and pen handy? Well, you're going to want to write down some information. I believe if you love chocolate chip cookies, which are one of my favorites, and of course I love to just stuff them with nuts, and sometimes I even add candied fruit. I mean, I just love it. Well, let's do a little history with the chocolate chip cookie. Toll House, the Toll House recipe, the original Toll House chocolate chip cookie recipe, it is so good. It is on the back of every chocolate chip package, and it has been baked by, I would say, billions of people after all of these years. And it is just such a good recipe. Now, Ruth Wakefield created the chocolate chip cookies in the 30s. She was from Massachusetts. Now, what they have found, because lots of times when people bake this recipe, the cookies will come out real thin. They won't get that thick puffiness to it. Well, I was amazed to find out about an article that was written by a food editor, and I got it here in the paper in Fairbanks. And I said, wow, I have to share this with you. Because if you're like me, if there's a church, social, or maybe a bake sale, and boy, these are really going to be big things for a lot of people to do, you want to have something that people just love. And chocolate chip cookies are always a big, big seller, no matter where. You know, you get them, whether the size of saucers, you have, people just love them. It's just the combination of flavors. Well, I was unaware about the difference in flour. Yes, you can get flour at the store. You can bake your cookies, and you'll find, gee whiz, these didn't turn out as good as the other. So you'll blame yourself. You'll blame the oven. You'll do all kinds of things. Well, today, unlike in Ruth's day, the flour we're using today is a lower protein, all-purpose flour. Now, why does that make a difference? Well, when you're using a lower protein all-purpose flour, it doesn't absorb liquid as well, and it actually will create a wetter batter. Now, with Ruth, when she was making her original cookies, the protein flours that were made at that time were the flour was processed differently, and it had a higher content of protein in it. So here's some information. If you're able to get King Arthur unbleached all-purpose flour or use a bread flour, that's right, bread flour, like Gold Medal Better for Bread or Pillsbury bread flour, you're going to have cookies that are going to be more like the original cookies that Ruth baked. They're going to absorb more liquid than many of your all-purpose flours, and your cookies will not spread all over your pan. If you baked them when you thought you had enough space between them and they just get ooey gooey, they spread and you have to break them apart. All right. Also, you're going to find that the cookies will just be a little bit browner. Now, some people do, and this is just all shared information, some people like to add a little bit more flour to the recipe, adding about a quarter of a cup more flour to the original. Now, there was a chocolate chip cookie article in the New York Times by David Letty, and he said that there's more information about cookies because you need to be able to let your cookie dough mellow. Yes, you want to be able to let it sit. Instead of doing what I have always done is you make up the cookie dough and then bingo, it's going to go in the oven. No, no, no. You don't do that. that if you really want to have an outstanding chocolate chip cookie, you chill the dough overnight. Yes. And this information came from the Toll House cookbook that was written by Ruth so many years ago. And what happens when you do that? If you make up, hey, make up a couple of batches of chocolate chip cookies. Just go ahead and make them up. And then put them in to something where you can just cover it, maybe put it in a plastic bag. But what you do is when you put it in the refrigerator to just to sit overnight, it allows the flour to fully soak in the liquid in the dough, and the dough ends up being drier than one that's just mixed and baked. Now, there's Amori Rubin, who has a city bakery in New York City. This guy sells 1,000 cookies a day. He takes it even further. He mixes his cookies 36 hours ahead for a drier, firmer dough, which bakes to the consistency that he really wants. Who would have figured? Well, it works. And what he said makes a difference is that when you allow your cookie dough to stand, when you allow it to just stay, he said the flavors just absolutely are amazing. And he did a test. Or I should say David Letty did a test. What they did, they had cookie dough that they made up. They made up batches, and one batch was kept before baking for 12 hours, one was kept for 24 hours, and then one was kept for 36 hours. And do you know what? He said Maury Rubin's suggestion of making up the dough and chilling it for 36 hours, everybody that tasted the cookie said they were absolutely the best. They looked better, it had a much better flavor, and it had a much nicer color when it was baked. Now, there is some information that Harold McGee said. He said enzymes break down the starch to make more sugar, especially the glucose that is a major browning agent. And he believes that this plays a role in producing a toffee kind of flavor and the enhanced browning of the cookie. So there is something that can enable those of you, the bakers of the world, to really make a big difference. Now, one of the things that you need to know is that often the home-baked cookies will even taste better than the ones that come out of big bakeries. Do you know why? When you have to put in pounds and pounds of sugar, butter, flour, eggs in one of those big mixers, you're going to find that you have to beat the butter sugar first, beat in the eggs, and then the flour. And you'll end up with more flour in the upper portion of the mixer bowl, so the cookies made from the batter in the top section of the bowl don't spread as much as the cookies made from the batter near the bottom of the bowl. So you can't always create the exact cookie size. When you make them at home, just remember, as you're mixing stuff, take a spatula, stop your mixer, mix your dough so all of the ingredients are thoroughly going to be balanced in there. Again, mixed. Make them any size. You are going to find they are absolutely the best. Now, here is a roasted pecan chocolate chip cookie. And store the dough for 36 hours because it will really have a phenomenal flavor. Now, you're going to need 1.5 cups of pecans, coarsely chopped. And you could use walnuts, too, if you wanted, or almonds, whatever you like. But 1.5 cups of pecans, coarsely chopped. 1 cup plus 2 tablespoons of butter. And that's going to have to be divided. 1 1/4 teaspoons of salt, divided. 2.5 cups of spooned and leveled unbleached all-purpose or bread flour. Remember, you're not sifting this. Just 2.5 cups of spooned and leveled unbleached all-purpose bread flour. And then 1/2 teaspoon of baking soda, 3/4 cup of sugar, 3/4 cup of light brown sugar, 1 tablespoon pure vanilla extract, 1 tablespoon of unsulfured molasses, 2 large eggs, 2 cups of semi-sweet chocolate chips. And this is how simple it is. You preheat your oven to 350 degrees. Once it's heated, you want to take your pecans, put them on a baking sheet, and roast them until they're lightly browned. It's about 10 minutes. While they're hot, toss the nuts with 2 tablespoons of butter and 1/4 teaspoon of salt and set aside until needed. In a bowl, beat together your flour, baking soda, teaspoon of salt. Set that aside. In a mixer with a paddle attachment, beat 1 cup of butter and both sugars until they're light and fluffy. Basic Toll House recipe. Beat in your vanilla, your molasses, and then on the lowest speed, beat in your eggs and beat the flour mixture into the dough in several batches, scraping down your sides and across the bottom of the bowl twice. Stir in your pecans, chocolate chips into the batter. work into the stiff dough with the hands. If you have to do that, seal it in a heavy zip-top plastic bag, squeezing the air out, and allow it to stand in the refrigerator for 36 hours. Shape the chilled dough after 36 hours into logs, a half an inch to 2 inches in diameter. Wrap them in plastic wrap and then refrigerate them for an hour. When you're ready to bake, about 45 minutes ahead, preheat the oven temperature to 375. Slice your dough in half-inch slices. Place on a release foil or nonstick side up on a baking sheet about 1 inch apart. Bake them for about 9 to 11 minutes. Yum. Now, we're out of time. This is Donna Sebo. Yes, and I'm going to put this recipe also, I think, in my next newsletter, too, so you'll be able to get it that way. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. This is Donna Sebo. We're out of time tomorrow, broadcasting live from Anchorage, Alaska. You are absolutely amazing. We'll talk with you tomorrow. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.